noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this election day, May 5th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a couple of text messages at 231-360-5140. That's my cell phone number for those of you who are first-time listeners and haven't stored that in your cell phone yet. 231-360-5140. Save it in your phone as Trucker Randy Show. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Got three people saying, you know what? I need that phone number. I gave it a couple times. They need it again. Well, better yet, text me laser, 231-360-5140. Text me the word laser. My phone will automatically send you back the contact screenshot of the information to reach out to Dr. Gary and the address. So text me and I'll send you the screenshot, 231-627-4300. Their address, 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate what they do for us. Man, it works. If you've tried everything else, your doctor's talking about having your knee replaced or whatever, go see Dr. Gary and Stacy first. We've had people needing knees to be replaced. Well, come to find out, something was out of place in their lower back, causing excess pressure on the knee. And then Stacy gave him a treatment with the laser light, and the knee pain went away. Didn't even have to go through a knee replacement. So give them a call. They'll take good care of you. Tick mosquito diseases are at a higher risk level after all of this flooding. As the insects start to emerge here in the spring, the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Department of Agricultural and Rural Development, are asking people to watch out for diseases from ticks and mosquitoes, especially during flood cleanups. Diseases like Lyme disease, West Nile virus, this encephalitis, and even Jamestown Canyon viruses, never even heard of that one, have been found in various places around the state of Michigan already. Flooding and excess rain make for very fertile breeding grounds for mosquitoes, and brush piles can harbor ticks. You remember even the ice storms that we had last year, 2025 March, late March last year. A lot of fallen trees, lots of brush. Ticks are everywhere. Natasha Bagdasarian, Chief Medical Executive Doctor for the Department of Health and Human Services, says, quote, use insect repellent. Wear long-sleeved shirts, long pants, and if you can, tuck your pant legs into your boots. Whenever you're outdoors, this will all help prevent bites. Also, if you find a tick attached to your body, promptly remove it. Then monitor your health and consult with a medical provider immediately if you start feeling bad and you become ill. Doctor says viruses carried by mosquitoes are transmitted by the bite after feeding on an infected animal. Symptoms can happen between 2 to 14 days after the bite and vary depending on the disease. Most include high fevers, confusion, and severe headaches. Some can lead to meningitis and encephalitis. These diseases carried by ticks typically start 1 to 2 weeks after the bite, can include a rash in the bite area, leading to fevers, headaches, fatigue, and muscle ache. MDARD state veterinarian Dr. Nora Wineland said both humans and animals can be affected. Livestock and pet owners should check their properties for pooled water. Take action immediately to empty out those low-lying pool areas. Best way to do it, folks, if you have the resources and can go and rent what's called a trash pump, it's a motorized engine pump. It's got an intake hose and a discharge hose. You lay the intake hose down in the pond, down in the standing water, pull the engine to start it up, and the discharge hose, have it as far away as possible to hopefully a hilled area where you can get the water to go downhill away from the pond. If for some reason you can't afford a trash pump, then get out the shovel. And all you have to do is dig a trench. Water goes to the lowest lying area, pattern of least resistance. Just dig yourself a trench and get to a low lying area away from the standing water. Specifically, when the livestock's pet owners check and they find these pooled water areas, take action to empty the pools. Talk with a veterinarian. Use recommended preventatives, insect repellents, and monitor your animals for any signs of illness. Doctors said elimination of insect habitat is the best defense against both mosquitoes and ticks. Make sure to keep your lawns and pastures mowed down as short as possible. Trim all your tall grass and brush around your homes, barns, and sheds. Wineland said be sure to check any standing wood piles. They are breeding ground for ticks, and check your animals when they come inside from being outdoors. Immediately run your hands through their coat and look for any ticks. The best way to remove a tick is with a pair of tweezers or needle nose pliers. Taking a few simple steps now can go a long way in keeping Michigan's animals healthy and protected, as well as prevent any illness or disease health issues for humans. Kind of interesting, especially with all this water that we've had all over our listing area in northern Michigan. I drove up to Sheboygan the other day to get a refill of my MAGA water jugs with John Davis there in Sheboygan. Could not believe water over the roads, standing water everywhere, houses flooded out, sandbags. It was amazing. So make sure you guys check everything the doctor said. Get rid of those standing pool areas of water and make sure your animals are protected. Dr. Jeff, he is our vet who's on every Wednesday, 9:15 to 9:30. Well, make sure that you follow what his recommendations are. If you have any questions, text them to me for tomorrow's show, and I'll be sure to ask Dr. Jeff. One other short story to get into this half hour. United States Supreme Court was asked by drug makers on Saturday to temporarily allow patients to continue to access the abortion pill by mail. Justice Samuel Alito Jr. granted the stay until 5 p.m. May the 11th, this coming Monday, when the entire United States Supreme Court will be back in session. He did this in response to Danco Laboratories and Gen BioPro's emergencies appeals. The drug manufacturer's appeal came after a three-judge panel of the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the ruling that would keep them from mailing out the abortion pill. This decision is another dangerous partisan attempt to erode reproductive freedom, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who made the statement late Friday. She went on to say that this abortion pill has been approved by the FDA and has been safely used for decades. Banning it in this way is simply based on politics, not science. It's clear that the abortion extremists have no intention of stopping at Roe v. Wade. Of course, United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, holding the United States Constitution did not confer a right to abortion. It then was kicked back to the states. 21 states, including Michigan, as well as the District of Columbia, submitted a brief on Friday supporting the drug manufacturer's request to stay the lower court's ruling. Fifth Circuit Court acknowledged that the stay of the rule would be as practical matter and have nationwide effect, but until the entire Supreme Court can hear arguments this coming Monday, the mailing out of the abortion pill will continue. So, pretty interesting development, last-minute court filing. They can continue to mail out the abortion pill until the full Supreme Court will do the hearing and hear oral arguments on Monday. They are not going to stop any way, shape, or form for abortions to continue in Michigan and in the country. Final segment, hour number one. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Kind of an interesting short little story to get to here. A political science professor, and this is kind of interesting, made quote of the day yesterday. And we don't normally do this, but it's kind of interesting. The success of the politicians. University of Colorado President Todd Solomon said, in a world that offers rewards for the loudest and sometimes most outrageous response, as well as having the biggest personality, knowing how to listen, truly listen, will set you apart. As we are considering candidates right now for the election upcoming August 4th primary, November 3rd general election, it's kind of interesting that this professor, as well as president of a university, also in talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, attending a event together, sitting on a panel, "Tis the season to listen." While Governor Gretchen Whitmer was sharing her words of wisdom during a commencement speech for the graduates of Michigan State University this week, 1,300 miles to the west, president of the Colorado University was doing the same thing. This was after both the governor and the president of Colorado University had participated in a panel discussion earlier in the day. MERS News Service, one of the reporters there, had a grandchild graduating from the University of Colorado in Boulder. And as Spirit Airlines was unable to shuttle relatives to the commencement, the family gathered around the internet for the festivities and then got ready for another predictable commencement address, yet from another university president. "You've heard them before congratulate all these students on reaching their milestones keep working hard, never give up, and answer those donation letters that you get from the university's Alumni Association. Well, the expectations were those for Dr. Todd Solomon, who took to the podium with the Rocky Mountains in the backdrop. It was not long before he waded into some dangerous and potentially upsetting comments, depending on who was watching and who was listening. Well, there is one skill that I want to focus on today. It's absolutely critical, deceptively simple, and unfortunately in short supply today. That skill is listening. Solomon weaved his message without naming any names, without pointing any fingers, or even mentioning social media. Smart man. And then his quote of the day: in a world that offers rewards for the loudest and sometimes the most outrageous response, and maybe coming from the biggest personalities, knowing how to listen, truly listen, will set you apart. If you're the person who listens first and then speaks, I guarantee you that you will stand out in your future endeavors. He made that promise to the graduates. He then went on and defined what listening is not. Listening means more than just waiting for your turn to speak. It means really hearing others and engaging with them, maybe sometimes asking questions. He reflected that this attitude should be extended to anyone with ideas, even those that may or may not coincide with your beliefs. And then you might say, this is the most poignant and news-making observation, which is so deeply applies to much of the political rhetoric we are hearing today. Listening to someone is how you show respect. It's how we build trust. It's how we learn, maybe sometimes, something that we don't already know. It's how we reach compromise. It's how we grow. Don't talk to monopolize the conversation. The world needs your willingness and your effort to make conversations real from both sides. And he finishes with one final reflection that even Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has used. Listening is how we find common ground. Todd Solomon, University President, University of Colorado. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig has a legal update for us. What's going on in court? Short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-